T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
With a month until schools are slated to open here in the city, Mayor de Blasio says while other areas of the country are creating doubt, we're different. We're ready, he says. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb has the story.
Of opening New York's physical school buildings, the mayor underlined, "We must do it safely." But he said families have made their choices, indicating that
74% of our students planning to participate in in-person learning, blended learning, starting next month.
Chancellor Richard Carranza says that translates to more than 700,000 kids. And
we know that as of now, we can expect about 85% of our teacher workforce, or about 66,000 educators, to be teaching in a blended mode as well. About 15% of our teachers have requested a reasonable accommodation to work from home.
And 26% of students have opted for total remote learning. Asked whether it's reasonable to anticipate some chaos as schools open, the mayor allowed,
"Everyone will be dealing with a new system. So I think it's going to take a certain number of weeks to really get it to move smoothly."
Families are supposed to be getting detailed schedules starting next week. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
New Jersey's economic reopening still in phase two. One of the culprits is large crowds at bars and restaurants and those overflowing house parties like the one we saw in Jackson a few weeks ago. Here's Governor Murphy.
"But if we have to shut places down to protect public health, then we will. Consider this your warning before you go out drinking this weekend. And by the way, it isn't just bars. We were on the phone earlier, folks, and there was a huge house party, apparently, in Howell."
And the cap on indoor gatherings in New Jersey was recently rolled back. It's now at a maximum of 25 people. A push today to have PSEG Long Island pay for the lengthy power outages caused by Tropical Storm Isaias. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond has that story.
It's been almost a week since the storm, and Long Island's elected leaders are demanding PSEG do something to right the wrongs of their response. State Senator Anna Kaplan.
"I'm hearing from countless residents about their desperate situation, and PSEG does not do anything to show that they care."
Nassau County Executive Laura Curran is asking the utility to follow Con Ed's lead and reimburse customers $500 for spoiled food or medicine.
"And business owners who lost power for more than 48 hours can also file a claim with Con Ed for reimbursement of up to $10,700.
The state attorney general has opened an investigation into the storm response, and the state legislature will hold a special hearing with the utility's CEOs testifying a week from today. In Mineola, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Over to the Weather Center, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen. Pretty brutal first half of the week, huh?
It is. It's very uncomfortable outside, considering that we are now down to 87. We hit 92, but it's that that humidity, that dew point, the combination with these high temperatures. Dew points in the 70s when it's in the 80s and 90s is not very comfortable at all. In fact, it does reach that oppressive level on the scale. So other than an isolated thunderstorm well north and west this evening, it is just going to be warm and muggy for tonight and tomorrow night as it barely gets to 75 to 80. The city may have trouble getting below 80 again until morning. Tuesday, mostly sunny, hot and humid with a chance of a thunderstorm, high near 90. And Wednesday, also 85 to 90, a better bet for a couple of thunderstorms around later Wednesday and Wednesday night. So 87 now, humidity 60%, and the wind is right off the water at about 8 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.